Okay, so yesterday, right, we were mostly learning the sugya in Sanhedrin, right, Daf Lamed, right, about the Machlokes Rabbanan and Rishu Mekarchot, about when we were explaining that really that Machlokes gets to the core of what is the nature of Eidus Mamon. When it comes to Eidus Mamon, are they speaking about the Maisa that took place, Maisa Halva, right, and again, according to the Chachamim, if you focus on the Maisa, so then, if one Eid Echad is talking about a Maisa which took place on Monday, another Eid Echad is talking about a different Maisa which took place on Tuesday, so you can't be mistaken them, because on a Maisa level, you're talking about two different Maisa. But the Chiddush of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, that the Koveya of Eidus Mamon is not the Maisa, but it's rather the Chiyuv which results from the Maisa. And therefore, even though, says Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, you're talking about two different Halvals and two different days, at the end of the day, since in both cases, each Eid Echad is really just talking about the Chiyuv which emanates from those two ma'isim, both Eid Echad are talking about the same ma'isa of same chiyuv of the lova being chayav to the malva amana, and therefore you can be mitzarif. So I'd like to discuss today, right, this chiddush of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, that by Eidus Mamon, right, that the fundamentally the Eidus is on the chiyuv and not the Mamon. I want to discuss that. And the first thing we have to discuss about that is, number one, what level of din are we talking about? Is this a din derabanan? Or is this more of a fundamental din d'oraisa? So where is, who is the one mefarish who has the tzad to say that it's only midirabanan? The tumim. Right, so if you look at the tumim on the mekoroshi, the tumim has a tzad, again, it's very important, because the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Yeshua ben Karcha. Right? The Shulchan Aruch paskins, he can be mitzarif, two erachas talking about two different maisim. So the tumim is asking, is this a din d'rabanan or is this a din d'oraisa? So the first sign of the Tumim is to say, maybe it's only a din d'rabanan, and if you say it's a din d'rabanan, that's going to very much water down everything that we've been saying in terms of the significance of Yeshua ben Karcha. Yes.
But
sounds like it.
Can be holic, that they're holic in the way they learn the passage, no?
Oh, good. That's going to be a raya against. Excellent. We'll get there. But David is pointing out that this does not seem to be the pashas of the Gemara at all. But the Tumim at least raised it as a topic. David, would you mind, once you spoke up? You see Va'ani Mesupak in the second line of the Tumim?
Yeah. Va'ani Mesupak, if we start from the Rabbanon, we should be less jealous.
Stop there. All right, so the first sad is that what? That maybe this din, to be Mitzar of Tu'ed Echadus, is only a din Rabbanon Mishim the Ilas Delas. According to that, really waters down everything, because according to that, really fundamentally, the Koveya of the Eidus would seem to be Maisa, like every other realm, even according to Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Oh, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says you can even start to Eid Echad on two different days. It's only Din D'Rabbanan Bishum, Tino Delis. It's a way that we want to make sure that Malvez are able to collect loans in all situations. And according to this, it completely waters down the... It's not fundamentally, it's the Koveya of Eidus Mamon is on the Chiyav. No, really, he agrees it's on the Maisa, but it's a Din D'Rabbanan Shlo Tino Delis. That is option number one, which is only one side in the Tumim. We're going to see right now, and I'll take Yaakov in just a moment, that the normative Mahalach, and we'll see really comes back to the Gemara as David pointed out, is that really Rabbi Shua ben Karcha is a din d'oraisa, which means that fundamentally Rabbi Shua ben Karcha holds that the Koveya of Eidus by Mamon is Chiyuv. And according to that Mahalach, you're going to have to explain why is it that fundamentally the Eidus by Mamon is about Chiyuv. And we'll see, Masha'in came by other tchumim in halacha. Everyone's going to agree that the koveya is maisa. So once you say it's a din d'oraisa, which you're about to prove, then the question which you're really going to really have to contend with, so that if it's a din d'oraisa, then why is that mid'oraisa fundamentally the koveya of Eidus by Mamon is fundamentally different than the koveya of Eidus by Nefashos and other tchumim? By Mamon it's about the chiyuv, and by Nefashos in other cases it's about the maisa. Yeah.
He said that only because when he got Delet, Rabbi Shimon Kacha also talked about other cases that are not only
Malva. So we'll see. We're going to go through it right now. That's not so pashut. We'll see. Well, we'll look at that very soon. So now let's go back to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. And can anybody, and David already said this, but what is the best riot from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that Rabbi Shimon Karcha is a Din d'oraisa? Kra. Ibayis Ema Svara, Ibayis Ema Kra. So the first indication, right, that... Right, the first indication that is a din d'oraisa for sure is the tzad of Ibayis Emakra, right? For driving the shitos of Shuv and Karcha and the Chachamim, both from Psukim, All right, but who ate? How to understand that pasuk? Presumably, that means it's the oraisa. And in light of the ibayis emakra, presumably even the ibayis emasvarup is also midoraisa, because there is a notion. What do we call it? A svara. Svara d'oraisa. There's a concept of a svara d'oraisa out there. Not getting into it right now. You have this in several Gemaras, where the Gemaras will say, oh, lamali cross, svara, right? There's a concept of svara d'oraisa, where a very compelling svara could even work mid'oraisa. Again, there's a famous Pnei Yeshua, you know, being the sixth parak of Brachos about this. But again, there are different levels of svara d'oraisa. There's Svara hu lam likra is the extent that it's so intuitive you don't even need a pasuk. By the ibay same makra, ibay same asvaras, we're saying it's one level down. It's not so intuitive that you don't need a pasuk at all, but at least it is still on the level of a svara da araisa. So the pashtus in Sanhedrin, when we say ibay same asvara, ibay same makra, is that we're dealing with a din da araisa that Rabbi Shua Makarachas is fundamentally, this works even mid da araisa, again, as we're suggesting, because the koveya for edus mamon is the chiv. And not the Maisa. Oh. So the first indication is the Gemara in Sanhedrin itself. And the other makor for this is the second tzad in the Tumim. Okay? So let's go back. David, you were reading. I cut you off. Say, Oaf. So the second day in the Tumim, then it really is Midoraisa. Right, so the other tzad is that, no, even Midoraisa, right, we hold that you could be Mitzdar of two Eidachads on two different days. Oh, the two different ma'isim, it doesn't matter, because the koveya is the underlying chiv. But now the Tumim is going to do, is that, wait a second, if it's a din da'oraisa, so now you have to explain, why is it that midoraisa, you have this fundamental chiluk between dini edus b'dini mamonos, and edus b'dini nefashos. I mean, bishlama, according to the first tzad, it's just latino delis. You can say, oh, fundamentally edus is the same, bein b'mamonos, and there's just this factor of Shultino Delas, which is limited to Mamonos. But once you say in the second side, which we're adding, is the Pashas of the Gemara and Sanhedrin, that no, this is a Din Do'oraisa. So now you have to explain why is it that even on a Do'oraisa level, right, that the Edus by Mamon is fundamentally different than the Edus by Nefashos. So now, the Tumim, L'shitaso, within the second side that is Do'oraisa, is going to at least start explaining why it is that there's a fundamental Chilik, even Mid'oraisa, between Edus and the realm of Mamon, an edus in the realm of the fashos. So go for it, David.
The bishlam b'dina nefashos when an edus gomer.
Oh.
V'afilo yidaval dina v'ezin yodim shorega nefesh in an argil v'edim gomeri.
So he says, right, it's a little ambiguous. We'll develop this later in this year. But he says, by nefashos you need what he calls edus gomer. Indication, a simon to edus gomer is that, well, those baal din doesn't work. Right? Even if we know that the ritzicha took place, right, or even if there's an admission by the horeg himself, doesn't matter. You need edus gamur. So bezu shapir.
Bezu shapir aminan edus merchedes after edus the mayin chiyur kerechot.
He says, oh, but edus gamur, you need a joint ria. Mashenkin.
Mashenkin medina mamonos the loy bishadin on the shikra.
This is a very important line. But by mamonos, right, which is contrasting, right? The contrast to the edus gomer of nefashos is edus mamonos, where it's lo ivri sade ala shakri. That's a very loaded, very important term. David, what does that mean? Lo ivri sade ala shakri?
That the only reason they didn't came along is only that if there's a liar, then they'll...
Exactly, right? You're there, you don't... The only reason for... only need for edim is in case someone is lying. V'im.
V'im. About the moide enter edus.
All is good. So therefore, because manaf kamina.
Manaf kamina, edus mechedes.
So.
Dovgo sofer, kan shnei di me'am di medover, aves din roim shayim eskat li safi.
So Tumim explains, he doesn't explain fully, we're going to develop a little later with the Or Sameach, what exactly this chiluk is. But Tumim says, oh, when it comes to edus gamur, then for sure you need a joint ria. Edus mechad is not going to work. But when the purpose of edus is just to be mevarer, so then he says, edus miuchedes works. He doesn't exactly explain what exactly is the difference between edus gomer, which he calls, and edus, which is just about birur, and how that chiluk between edus gomer and edus of birur accounts for this chiluk of edus miuchedes versus not edus miuchedes. Again, even it's like, you know, but we're going to see a little later from the Or Sameach a, you know, more complete hesber of this chiluk along the lines of the Tumim Mizan. Yeah.
How can there be two vices with regard to dinei nefashos? With dinei mamonos, You could have two mises, and then there could be a resulting chiyah.
Unfortunately, let's say the guy killed two people. Let's say the guy killed two people.
I see.
You have two people who say this guy's a rotzeach.
Right.
You're such a tzaddik, you can't even imagine. One time, Nela. Two times, right? But yeah, let's say... What does that mean?
We're dealing with
Rishu Ben Karcho. You're saying, even if Rishu Ben Karcho is mitzdarif, two echads, by Mammon is not going to be mitzdarif by Nefashos. But of course, the Chachamim don't even do it by Mammonos. That's not even a shot. So again, in terms of the second Mahalach, that's Doraisa, you have the Pashas of the Gemara and Sanhedrin, you have the second side in the Tumim, and also you have the Beis Halevi. So right, the Shut Beis Halevi that I have on the Mammon Koma sheet, and then we're going to Chelek Beis Simen Lamates. So again, the Beis Halevi is, you know, in a slightly different context, but just important because he's another very important makor who explicitly says that this din is deoraisa. What's the background? The background is the Beis Halevi is commenting on a Mordechai. Right, so the Mordechai, again, also on the Mamar Koma sheet, again, is talking about how Edus Miuchedes, according to Mordechai, doesn't only work, according to Rabbi Shua Ben Karcha, in the realm of Mamonos, Halva Achar Halva. It also works in what case, Eli? In Ishus, exactly, in Ishus, specifically in Ede Kiur, and by Ede Sotak, exactly, Ede Yichud. So again, the characterization of those cases as Ede Ishus is very much in line with the Beis Halevi, happens to be. So again, we'll see in a moment, Beis Halevi just conflates all types of Edus within the realm of Ishus, which is its own Chiddush. But it's important to note that Mordechai happens to be talking about Sota-type cases of Ede Kiur, which means that Edom saw the inappropriate things between this married woman and another man. And Ede Yichud saw Yichud between this married woman and another man. And in that context, the Mordechai says that just like Yerushalayim and Karcha is going to be mitzvah of two Ede Echad by Halva Achar Halva Dinei Mamonos, so too, in the realm of Ishus, in the realm of Sota, you can be mitzarif. If one Eidechad saw Kiur on day one, another Eidechad saw Kiur on day two, or saw Yichud on day one, day two, you can also be mitzarif. So commenting on the Mordechai, who is equating what the Beis Halevi is going to call Eidus Ishus with Eidus Mamonos, so the Shut Beis Halevi, again, is going to comment on that. And basically, he starts off by saying, oh, the Mordechai, who thinks that Eidus Ishus is like Edus Mamonos, is contrasted with a Ran, which we learned, you know, in Pesach Yerim, who says that Edus Ishus is more similar to Nefashos. Because remember, the Ran was the one who says, oh, because Edus, especially Edus for Kiddushin, is a Nafkamina of Ishus Ish and Nefashos, so says the Ran that Edus Ishus is comparable to Edus on Nefashos. So in that context, the Beis Halevi is discussing this machlokas between the Mordechai and the Ran about whether to consider Edus Ishus more like Mamonos in Edus Miuchedes, or like the Mordechai, or to consider Edus Ishus to be like Edus Nefashos, where Edus Miuchedes does not work like the Ran. So towards the end of the Beis Halevi, after presenting that machlokas, you see, like, let's say two-thirds of the way in, it says, Ubevadai, last three words in line, is Ubevadai, Ubevadai, Delefum Riata. Mayor, do you see that? Ubevadai de la fum riata. Again, this is the second page of the Mamar Koma. Right, so most, it seems like a lot, are passing like the Ran, who compares Edus Ishus to Nefashos. That's important, right? So the Ramah, though, passing is like the Mordechai, that Ishus is like Mamonos. And so now we're about to ask a question on the Mordechai / the Ramah. How can you compare Edus Ishus to Edus Mamonos? Right? They seem to be different. And in this discussion, right, the Beis Halevi is going to, you know, address whether it's Derais or Derabana. So what's the kasha of our early Indian? So the question is, how can you, the Mordechai and the Ramah, compare Edus Ishus to Edus Mamon, Le'inyan Edus Miuchedes, but we see that Le'inyan Drisha V'Chakira, that Edus Ishus is treated like Edus Nefashos, that they both require Drisha V'Chakira, even though Edus Mamon does not require Drisha V'Chakira. So the question is, how can you put Edus Ishus in the category of Edus Mamon if we know Le'inyan Drisha V'Chakira that it's more like Dinei Nefashos? Fine. Because of Rabbi Shmuel. A darky Moshe. A darky Moshe. That really need the right, so you need Jewish Vachakir by Mamanus as well, as we've discussed in the past. Jewish Vachakir. So you're saying even the Mordechai and the Ramah, right, who say that Edus Ishus is like Edus Mamanos, don't worry, because, what do you mean, Jewish V'chakira is a chiluk? No, because really, Mamanos also requires Jewish V'chakira midaraisa, so we're just so then therefore, the realm of Ishus has the dindaraisa of Mamanos to require Jewish V'chakira. This is the key line for our purposes. Aval.
Aval in an Edus Mirchedes.
So what's the key line? But the Indian edus miuchedes dibemamon kosher minatora shapers filele Mordechai de edin nashim yishlam din mamon. So this is the key. So the Beis Halevi says that this psak of edus miuchedes of Yeshua ben Karcha by Mamanos is a din de oraisa. Just like the second side of the Tumim, and just like we are establishing the Pashas in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, that Rabbi Shuv and Karcha allowing for Edus Miuchedes on two different mice in two separate days, that is a Din D'Oraisa, therefore says the Beis HaLevi, since that's a Din D'Oraisa, it's going to carry over to the Din of, to Edus Ishus as well. So again, while the Beis HaLevi discovers, you know, discusses other important topics in terms of the realm of, you know, where do you put Ishus in this discussion for purposes right now, right? It's important that he explicitly writes that this din of Yeshua ben Karcha is a din de oraisa. So now that we have, according to, again, we were saying the pashtas, right? The second approach is the pashtas, that Yeshua ben Karcha is a din de oraisa. So now the question is, once it's din de oraisa, we have to figure out where exactly does it apply, where does it not apply, and how can we understand that fundamental distinction? As I said before, if it's a din derabanan, then it could be a technical factors like Shlatino Delos, which account for the distinctions. But once it's a din d'oraisa by Mamanos, and if it's true that it only applies by Mamanos, it doesn't apply to Nefashtos, as we're about to prove, so then we're going to have to figure out what exactly is the fundamental din which is going to account for this distinction. Before we get to explaining the distinction, we have to prove it. How can we prove that, right, that this din of Yeshua ben Karcha is limited to the realm of Mamanos and doesn't apply to Nefashos? Okay? So can anybody tell me, what are some rayos from Sanhedrin? What are some of the rayos in the Gemara and Sanhedrin Daf Lamed which are going to prove that Yeshua ben Karcha's din is limited to the realm of Dinei Mamanos? Excellent, right? If you look at almost every single case discussed in the sugya, it's the realm of Dinei Mamanos. And the original cases, especially when they're explaining the svara, right, when it's going back and forth, it's all about amona, right? Ibai is amas svara. Amona to come masad hai, lo masad hai. Amona to come masad hai, lo masad hai. That's the chachamim. V'idach amona ba'amo tarvayu kemisadi. Right? Whenever, especially in the svara, the focus again is on mona, which is, by definition, Dinei Mamanos. Right? So already from the initial case discussed, it's clear that we're discussing Dinei Mamanos.
Also, at the bottom, we're talking about the different color coins. There's like a chilling.
Also mona. And again, as I said before, halva achar halva, hoda achar hoda. That's all, again, in the realm of Mamanos. And again, in Laman Aleph also, the last case is also about mana, right? So almost every single case mentioned in the Gemara is Dinei Mamanos. So we're suggesting now, we'll see, right? This shows that Rabbi Shuv ben Karcha's chiddush to Mesarev two Erechas on two different days, that's only by Mamanos. That's why we're only giving those examples. There's one kasha from the Gemara. What is the one case? Excellent. Are you going to say that, Akiva?
Shezaros.
Yeah, exactly. Shezaros. Simana Gazos. Because remember the Gemara after mentioning Karka Metaltan are also obviously Mamanos. And then when it says, the Chachamim are Modeh, right, it has a line, right, Modeh Chachamim Yeshua ben Karcha, the Edus Bechor, That's not a problem, because especially as Rashi explains, that's all about, does the Kohen now have bailus on the Bechor because it's a Baal Mum? So that one's fine. Edus Karka, obviously, is fine. Edus Chazaka is obviously fine. That's all about Karka, Dinei Mamonos. But the last one is Bechin Shebe Ben Ushebe Bas. That's Simone Gadlus. So the question is, that doesn't, right, whether Ben or Bas is a Gadol / a Gadola, that doesn't seem to be realm of Mamonos. But what's the context? Which Shita is it within? It's the Chachamim. It's the Chachamim or Mode that you can start from this case. Let's think about it for a second. The Chachamim say that even Mamonos, the Koveya, is Maisa. So for the Chachamim, there's no fundamental difference between Mamonos and other Tchumim, because the Koveya for all Tchumim, according to the Chachamim, is Maisa. His being molded in this case of Karka and Simani Gadlus and Bechor is all saying it's a Chiddush in Maisa. That when there's Guf Echad, it's considered to be one Maisa. So within the Chachamim, he doesn't think there's a chiluk between Mamonos and Nefashos and everything else. The Chachamim, everything's about the same thing. Edus on a single Maisa. It would have been a problem. I mean, the only problem would be, we're asking, Reb Shua ben Karcha's Chiddush. Reb Shua ben Karcha's Chiddush, you can be mistarved to Eid Echad. That is limited to Mamonos. Because we're saying, Reb Shua ben Karcha thinks that Mamonos is different, because there the Koveya of Edus by Mamon is not Maisa, it's rather Chiv. So again, the fact that the Chachamim are going to apply their Yisod to Simani Gavos, that's not a problem, because for the Chachamim, there's no difference between Mamonos and everything else. It's all about Maisa, right? It's only within Rabbi Shub and Karcha that we're saying that the limitation of it. Yeah.
But it's Mamonos and Rabbi Shub and Karcha. The implication of that
is... No, to the Psaka being Mitzdarif. Okay. I think that's what it means. Right. Meaning, they're molded to the Psak, they can be Mitzdarif, two Erechats, two different cases in this case.
But
I think, yeah.
But if Rabbi Yeshua and Karakul wouldn't say that in this case, then they're not being molded to him.
No, because if that's Maisa, then it's fine.
Right, but Rabbi Yeshua and Karakul would say they're not Mitzarev.
No, he would say they are Mitzarev because it's a signal, it's a single Maisa. Then Yeshua and Karakul's Chiddush is that not only can be Mitzarev to Eid Echad on a single Maisa, you can also be Mitzarev on two different Maisa if they're a Chiyav Echad. So if something is considered a Maisa, right, of course you can be Mitzarev to Eid Echad on a single Maisa. Okay? Right? So, no? Meaning, the Chiddush of Shuv ben Karcha is that the Koveya is not Maisa. It's rather Chiyav. Therefore, Shuv ben Karcha says you can be Mitzarev to Eid Echad who are dealing with two different Maisa. But if something, like Edus Karka, is considered one Maisa, so it's as if both Eid Echad saw the same Hova on the same day. That's the word of Maisa. That's the word of Karka. Of Edus Echad. It's, you know, they're both saying that this karka belongs to him. That's tantamount to saying we both saw a halva on the same day.
So we're saying yeah. Rabbi Shuv ben Karcha is not saying just the koveya is chiyuv. He's saying the koveya is even chiyuv.
Yeah. Yeah. He gets b'chama saimana, meaning, yeah. And there, but I mean, Shuv ben Karcha admits that by nefashos, we're developing right now, by nefashos that the koveya is maisa. And therefore, you know, if it's govechad, he'd also presumably be molded. Yeah.
Or can you just say that coming from more to what Rabbi Yehuda ben Karcha usually says in usual case that Nagama is talking about Mamonos?
Yeah. I mean, like, yeah,
not,
yeah.
No, in this case, it's not molded. In this case, he doesn't say that, but usually says that.
I mean, again, I mean, the Pashat read is that he's molded to Rabbi Yehuda ben Karcha's psak to be mitzarev to Erechas. That I agree with. I just happen to be adding, like, I think he would be Modeh, because once this case is considered Maisa Echad, then everyone would be Modeh to that case.
We lose, once we say that all the cases that are dealing with the Chiddush and Maisa, all the, like, the Karka case, mm-hmm. we lose that then as a Raya for, that we're talking about Mamon only.
No, but I'm saying, the Raya is the Shitos who say that we pass on Yeshua ben Karcha, Bein Bekarka, Bein Metaltza. Right, those Shitos which say, you pass on Yeshua ben Karcha to the extreme, even by Metaltzlin, right? They only say even by Metaltzlin. They don't say Bein Bekarka, Bein Metaltzlin, Bein Bisimani Gadlus, or Bein Benefashos. They never said that. So again, the Rayas are all within Yeshua ben Karcha, right? And we're trying to say that the only examples of Yeshua ben Karcha's Chiddush are in the realm of Mamonos. That's why when Gemara on Amud Aleph is discussing Shitas Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, it's all about mana. And even when the examples of Pasan like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha is all about Bein Metaltlin, so Bein Mekarcha, Bein Metaltlin, all again, all in the realm of Mamanas. I mean, in the that's interesting. You're saying, why is there a v'chein there? Interesting. So maybe that's interesting. I didn't notice that either. That's interesting. And even the price itself, I noticed that they're two different categories. These are Ad Khan as Mamanos, and they were extending it to Yisurim. That's interesting. That's interesting. Okay, good. So in Sanhedrin, right now we're figuring out what is the evidence. What are the makoros? There's a chilek between Mamanos and Nefashos. So again, the first set of proofs are that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which discusses the Shurim and Karcha, only discuss cases of Mamanos. So those are all proofs by implication, right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin never says of a lobe in Nefashos. But again, the fact that the Gemara in Sanhedrin discussing Shurim and Karcha is only discussing Mamanos cases, it seems to be the basic implication. But there's another Gemara which says this outright. Which Gemara is that? What? What do you say? Makos, exactly, our Gemara. So Gemara Makos explicitly says, right, this is a Shita of Rav Nachman, right, who explicitly says that the Heksher of Edus Miuchedes is Dafka by Mamanos and not by Nefashos. Right, so anybody have this? Moshe, do you have the Gemara? So this is Gemara Makos of Avon Beis. It says, Amr of Nachman. Was that 9 lines down? I was impressed with those Rebbeim. You're like, you do this, like, you know, just eyeball it. 8 or 9 lines down, it's Amr of Nachman. And so Rav Nachman, right, points out that this heter of Edus Miuchedes is Davka in the realm of Dini Mamonos, but doesn't apply to Dini Nefashos. And we should add, this Edus Miuchedes is a less mechudish case than the Edus Miuchedes of Yishuv and Karcha, right? Yishuv and Karcha are two different maizim. The Edus Miuchedes in our sugya, as we'll get to later, is a less chudish, it's the same maizim, but two different re'ios, the base chalonos, right? Two distinct re'ios of the same maizim. And yet Rav Nachman is saying that even this lesser mechudish form of Edus Miuchedes, where two different re'ios, even that is limited to Dine Mamanos, even that form of Edus Miuchedes on Maisa Echad, but Shtei Re'ios, even that wouldn't work by Dine Nefashos, and presumably we're saying, by Kol Shekein, Rabbi Shulman Karcha's bigger Chiddush, to be Mitztaref, two completely separate Echads and two separate Maisim, would Kol Shekein not apply by Dine Nefashos. So far we've basically proved, again according to the normative Mahalchim, again the number one, Shulman Karcha's Chiddush, of the Edus Mamon as a din is a Doraisa din, which shows that the right, fundamentally Edus by Mamon is on the Chiyuv. Point number one. Point number two, we're saying that Chiddush is limited to the realm of Mamonos, but fundamentally Nefashos, it doesn't work. So we're suggesting now that shows that by Dini Nefashos, the Koveya is not the Chiyuv, but is rather the Maisa. So now we have to, when you put it all together, now the big question is, why? I'll take one in a second. Question now we have to figure out, the analysis. Why in the world is it that the koveya, according to Yishuv and Karcha, that the koveya for Edus Mamon is the Chiyuv, while the koveya Mida Oraisa for Dine Nefashos is the Maisa? Why is it that the koveya for one is Maisa, right, the Maisa Ritzicha, and the koveya for Mamon is not the Maisa Halva, for example, but rather the resulting Chiyuv? You could have said the same thing by Nefashos. I'm not being made on the Maisa Ritzicha, I'm being made on the Chiyuv Misa, which results from the Ritzicha, right? Just like you could have said either one by either, right? You could have talked about Maisa in the realm of Mamon, the Maisa Halva, yet we choose to discuss not the Maisa Halva, but rather the resulting Chiyuv. You could have said the same thing by Nefashos, instead of focusing on the Maisa Ritzicha, focus rather on the resulting Chiyuv Misa. So why is it that the Halacha chose, or the Torah chose, to that the Koveya for Edus Mamon is the Chiyuv, while the Koveya for Edus Nefashos is the Maisa? Yes, Moshe.
If you say about Edus Mishuv, or if it's not the Chiyuv or the Maisa, why would Edus Mishuv possible?
Why?
They say Maisa.
One more time.
Do you not think that Edus Mishuv is the Chiyuv?
No, because again, So again, that's a separate chiddush, that edus on the maisa has to, it requires a joint re'iyah. The chiddush of this sugya is that you need, in order for it to be edus on the maisa, you both need to see it together. Otherwise, it's considered distinct re'iyos on the maisa. We'll get there. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, and that's the chiddush din of this drasha of echad al pi ed echad. That the not only does it have to be the same maisa, but the ria has to be yachad also. We'll get there tomorrow when the Rishonim discuss how this fits into the sugya of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Necham. So again, the question is, why is it this fundamental distinction between edus in the realm of mamonos, which is about the chiyuv, and edus in the realm of nefashos, which is about the maisa? So the answer, which is developed by the Or Sameach and others, is as follows. A very important yesod to be developed in previous shiurim, and that is that this all stems from a fundamental distinction between the realm of mamonos and nefashos about what generates the chiyuv. In the realm of mamonos, the maisa at hand generates the chiyuv. Namely, right, just the fact, by a halva, classic case, just the fact that I borrowed money from Meir, that maisa halva itself is what is mechayev me to pay back that $100 that I borrowed from Meir. So again, in the realm of mamonos, right, the trigger, the generator of the chiyuv mamon is the maisa at hand. In that context, right, and Tumim was referencing this obliquely, in that context of mamon, where the maisa is what generates the chiyuv, the role of edim and gemar din is just a mevarer. It's just to be mevarer the mitzias. We'll connect this to edus miyuchadus in a moment. So again, by mamonos, the trigger of the chiyuv is the maisa at hand, while the role of edim, lo ivri sadi el shakri, is just to be mevarer the mitzias. Masha Enkin, by the realm of nefashos, there, the chiyuv misa is not generated by the maisa at hand, right? It's not that, once this person committed murder, the act of murder makes him chayav misa. No, it's not that. The generator of the chiyuv misa is the psak of the gemar din al pi edim. So again, so while the generator of the chiyuv mamon is the maisa, and the edim are just to be mevarer the mitzias, in the realm of nefashos and knossos, we might add, the trigger, the generator of the chiyuv is the psak bezin of the gemar din. And therefore, the edim in those contexts of knas and nefashos are not just to be mevarer the mitzias, but they're part of generating the chiyuv itself. And again, in that chiluk we've seen in which sugyas did we see this earlier in the summer? Well, bar chiyuv and daf hey, right? In daf hey, right? All the shirim learned this, right? The chiluk between bar chiyuva by mamonos on the one end and nefashos and kenosos on the other end. The bar chiyuva status by mamonos, the timing of it is triggered already the shas maisa, at the shas halva already the person becomes a bar chiyuva. Masha inkein by nefashos and kenosos, the bar chiyuva status is only chal at the gmar din. Again, based on this yisod, as explained by Rukiva Eger in the sugya there, that by mamon, the maisa triggers the chiyuv, by nefashos and kenosos, the gemar din triggers the chiyuv. Based on that background, we can now explain the role of edus miyuchadus, as explained by Or Sameach, other achronim as well. The way I'm going to say it is basically the way the Or Sameach says it, but slightly different, but this is the basic yisod is as follows. I'll just say it and then no question.
Okay.
You want to ask first?
You say by nefashos you need a gemar din.
Yeah.
But is the thing that the Gal Adam is like killed or Ratzeach even before the gemar din?
Totally different thing. Yeah. Totally different. That's an exception. Yeah.
Also Isser.
Yeah. What?
It's Isser. He's Isser.
What's Isser?
The Gal Adam can't kill before
the gemar din. No, the thing where the Ratzeach killed Ben Mazi, I think, and he heard from a car over Paso that he's like,
so yeah, this is second parak. So these are very. Okay, so let's just hold off for now because they're totally separate. So I guess we're talking about classical nefashos where psak based on Beis Din. Goldam is a totally extrajudicial case, you know, outside of Beis Din. It's not bringing rise from there. Okay, good. Based on this yisod, we can now understand. This is the way the Achronim say it, or Samach basically, and others as well. And that is, once, right, by Mamonos, right, the Chiyav is already Chal at the Shas Maisa. So because the Chiyav is already Chal at the Shas Maisa, so then when each aid comes along and testifies about the realm of Mamonos, they're being made about the Chiyav, because the Chiyav already exists. So the realm of Mamon, where the Chiyav already exists, already starting right after the Shas Halval, right after the Maisa, right, there's already a Chiyav. So there, Rabbi Shimon Karka is going to say that whenever you're talking about a Mamonos case, in essence, you're talking about the Chiyav, which was already existing, because the Chiyav already kicked in at the Shas Maisa. Masha Inkin by Nefashos, and Kenosis for that matter, because the Chiyav is only Chal after the Gemar Din, so when they eat them, are speaking about the case, they're talking about it before the Chiyav is Chal. And therefore, by the realm of Nefashos, you can't say, oh, they're talking, and each aid, Echad, is just saying that this guy is Chayav Misa. They can't talk about the guy being Chayav Misa, because the Chiyav Misa, it's catch 22, only comes about after there's a Gemar Din, I'll pee these aidim. So Dafka in the realm of Mamonos, where there's a Chiyav right away after the Shas Maisa, can you say that when each eight echad is coming in after the ma'isa, they're speaking about the chiv? Masha inkein by nefashos and kenosos, right? Where the chiv doesn't come until later, when the eidim are speaking about the case, they're only speaking about the ma'isa. And they're in the realm of nefashos and who had in kenosos, when the eidim come in each eight echad is saying, oh, I saw a ritzicha, right? Obvious case, right? I saw a ritzicha on Monday. I saw the same guy do a ritzicha on Tuesday. They can't be talking about, oh, this guy is Chayiv Misa, because the Chayiv Misa is only going to come in later after the Gemara Din. All they can talk about is the Maisa. And once they're talking about a Maisa, they're talking about two different Maisim, they can't be Mitzarev. So in short, the Yisod of the Or Sameach and others is that once you understand that the Chayiv Mamon is triggered already at the Shas Maisa, while the Chayiv Misa, Chiyav Kenas, is only triggered after the Gemara Din, by Nefashos and Kenas, the Chiyav is only going to be triggered later. So everyone, the Edom come before the Gemara Din, obviously the Gemara Din is based on them, they can't be talking about a Chiyav because there hasn't been a Chiyav yet. They can only be speaking about Maisak, and that's why B'Shuv Makarcha Lahalacha, right, Paskins that in the realm of Mamon, we're speaking about the Chiyav, but in the realm of Nefashos, you're only speaking about the Maisa, and then you have this major nafkamita about being Mitzarif, two Eid Echads, on two different days. Any questions? Yeah.
And that's why you need to say that when Meir Asur agrees about the Maisa and that Asur Maisa.
Or that?
That's why you need to say that when
Shuv Makar. Of course, by Nefashos, of course he's going to say that the Kobe.
That Asur Maisa, like what you said about how he molded to Rabbi Shuv Makar, so that's why you need to say that.
One more time?
The Maisa.
Yeah, meaning
about Mamonos, that case of.
Yeah, in that case, it's a simanic godless, which is not mamon, that since it's ma'isa echa, that's going to work. No question. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Both. Yaakov and Zevi.
So by Edom and Urim, the two men, they're testifying about the same ma'isa.
Exactly. Because, yeah. So again, with the Tumim, like now we can go back to the Tumim. When he contrasts Edom's Gomor with Lo Ivri Sadi El Shakre, he's saying this, you saw it, presumably. Right? Because by mamon, right, the Edom are not generating the Chiyav. They're just, well, Ivri Sadeh Allah Shakri, they're just to be Mevarer, so they're being Mevarer, a pre-existing Chiyav. Once there's a pre-existing Chiyav, you can say that the Edus is on the Chiyav. Masha Inkein by Nefoshes, where he calls Edus Gamor, right, there where they're, right, there, in those cases, they're only being made on a Maisa, because there is no Chiyav to speak about. Once they're being made on a Maisa, they need to do that, they need to have a Ria, a Biyachad, and it needs to be, number one, the same Maisa, and it has to be a joint Ria of that same Maisa. So presumably, great question.
The
latter. It sounds like even though, yeah, it sounds like the Chachamim are going to agree to the Yisod that by Mamonos, the Chiyav is already pre-existing. But even if that's true, you still have a question about, okay, so now you have two options. There's a Chiyav that's around, then there's also Maisa, which is Koveya, that Chiyav. So they decide, no, in all realms of Edus, the Koveya of Edus is going to be on the Maisa.
Even though the Maisa kind of did something without the
Edom already. Yeah. I mean, I would say like this. Meaning, By nefashos, there's only one option. There's only a maisa. So everyone's going to agree that the maisa is koveya. By mamonos, right, after the maisa, there are two things. There's a maisa, and there's a chiyuv, which resulted. So if you're sure Makarcha is going to say, oh, I'm going to go for the chiyuv. Rabbanan says, no, I'm going to go for the maisa, like I just like I do in every other case. Like, you know, mishmenechad yelechem. You know, he thinks you want to have, you know, some, I don't know if you can ask it like that. You know, he wants to have the same type of edus in all realms of halacha, and therefore, since the maisa exists in all realms, that's going to carry over to mamon as well. Okay. It would be a much bigger chiddush to say that he disagrees with the fundamental underlying idea. I mean, there are many more makoros to that idea that by the chi of mammon is generated by the maisa itself. I wouldn't want to say that he disagrees with that. That's a great question, though. Yeah.
How does Rabbi Lehi Orsmeich said to explain the question of the Gemara?
Okay, good. Let's get that now. Yeah. So as I said, I was saying it's slightly different. I'll explain where my explanation is slightly different than the Orsmeich. Oh, so with this yisod of the Orsmeich says, oh, I can offer now a new pshat in the Gemara's question. So let's go back to the Gemara on Vav Amud Beis. A very troubling, very difficult question. Towards the end, this is Maskif La Rav Zutra. Mordechai, do you mind? So again, after the Gemara said that Idus Miuchedes, of the Beis Chalonos variety, works by Mamonos, right? So now Rav Zutra says, Maskif La Rav Zutra, say El Meata.
Close to the bottom.
Are you involved in this? Yeah. Keep it in the footwear.
Mas gifle mar zutra el ma'at v'din nefashos tatzio. Alamat han hu v'hen hargin kasha.
Oh, sorry. So Gemara now says, so if Edus Miuchedes works by Dinei Mamonos, so then we should carry it over to Dinei Nefashos, at least in this case, to write in the Mishnah's case, where the Mishnah says, oh, they don't see each other, two separate Kitei Edim, right, and therefore, the Nidon is going to be killed based on one Kat, and one of the Kitei Edim are going to be killed because they were Huzam. He says, no, why don't we apply Edus Miuchedes to Mimitzareif all four, and as well, was the way Rashi understands the question, and therefore, save the one Kat, which was Huzam, because now it's Achi Azimah's Kulan, since not all four were Huzmu, there's no Din Hazama. And then Rashi's adds, also Yab Nimsech HaMem Karav Apostle, that's going to undermine the entire Edus to save the Nidon as well. We'll get back to that implication of Nimsech HaMem Karav Apostle later. But in short, the Gemara says, oh, why don't we apply Edus Miuchedes, even in the Mishnah's case by Din and Fashos, to save the Nidon and the Edim Zom. And the obvious question is, like, what do you mean elameata? The Gemara just said there's a fundamental distinction that Edus Miuchedes only works by Dini Mamaros, not Dini Nefashos. It was a drusha for it. Elameata! Once we have it by Mamaros, let's apply it to Nefashos. We just said Edus Miuchedes works by Mamaros and doesn't work for Dini Nefashos. So what's this elameata working based on? So again, Rashi says, how does Rashi explain? Right, once if something works by Mamon, then we can Tziloida, we're going to use it for Nefashos as well. That's the way Rashi explains it. And the Ramban, anyone remember the Ramban? It's like the Drasha. If it's coming from Yumas, that's Yumas. It's not Kalafuke, the entire realm of Dina Nefashos. It's Yumas putting people to death. But if it comes to be Matzil, people within the realm of Atzala, so then it's just like Mamonos. Fine. That's the way, you know, the Rishonim understand it. The Or Sameach is going to have a big chiddush. He's going to say, based on my yisod, I can have a new understanding of the Gemara's question. Yeah.
According to Rashi,
yeah.
Don't we generally view Atzila Eda to mean that we should use things within the Gedarma of Halacha to save them? Rashi seems to be saying that, like, we'll go out of the Drasha, against the Drasha to save them. No?
Well, I wouldn't say it's like out of Halacha.
Rashi says, Dina Nefashos.
I don't think that's the reason, I think Rashi is saying that generally Dina Nefashos, you're right, is lechud. But if there's going to be a case where you can utilize Edus Miuchedes not to kill, but to save, so there's going to be an exception within Dina Nefashos. It's basically saying that Vetzilah Eda is going to carve out an exception within Dina Nefashos. We're not overriding the Drasha. The Drasha generally applies, because generally to be Mitzaref, Eda's Miuchadas by Nefashos is to kill someone. So the Drasha stands. We're not going to use it to kill. But we'll use Eda's Miuchadas for Vetzilah. That's the way Rashi understands. Again, I wouldn't characterize it as going outside of Halacha. It's carving out an exception within the Drasha. Yeah, Yaakov.
So you look up the Eda, but it's talking about a case where there's one age and one age.
Yeah.
Why doesn't the Ramban use that to make the deal for two age and two age?
No. The Ramban's also talking about one age. No. Sorry, no. That's not the Ramban. That's the Gemara. That's important. In a lot of the case of living. We're just saying, if we see that by one and one, you could be mitzarev, even though they didn't see each other, who adin in the Mishnah's case of two and two. You could be mitzarev even though they didn't see each other. So actually, that nekuda, Yaakov, that you're saying, I don't think you had a chance to see it, is what the Or Sameach is going to utilize, that the cases are different. So let's see. Oh, so what is the, you want to say it outside or inside? Whichever one you want. Read it inside? Okay, so let's see the Or Sameach, the second paragraph. See, in the second paragraph from the bottom of the Kama sheet, where Or Sameach is going to basically point out that the basis of the question is exactly Yaakov's ha'ara, is that we're utilizing Eidus Miuchedas to be Mitzarev, not an Eid Echad and Eid Echad. He says, that's for sure, would never work by Nefashos. It's Davka, the Mishnah's case, where it's two sets of Kita Eidim, where you're Mitzarev two and two. Because it's two and two, says the Or Sameach, that changes the whole calculus. Go for it. Basically, what's this kasha? We just made a chiluk that it is miuchades, the tzeir of davka works by mamonos. And we're now just explaining it's a fundamental din in mamonos because there's a pre-existing chiyuv. But you can't say that by nefashos. So what's the havamina? Or even the Gemara says kasha. Even Moskva is bothered by it. Oh,
lefidvarenu mechuvar mod. The edim shnayim shemeiden b'mamon afu v'shalo ra'u zed zeh mitzdarf. Kevan the whole echad omer sheyodeh bebirur sheploni chayim mal. Vehuzmu miktasan huzmu kulam ubatal kol edas hamiidim ka'echad. Kol shegin kancha shnayim miidim mechalon ze ra'u sheploni harak anefesh shnayim miidim shemichalon hasheni ra'u ze im kein kach id echad mishnayim elu ve'id echad mishnayim elu kol echad omer sheploni harak nefesh yushnei idim miidim alav ve'gavra barket alav.
So basically, is Imkain.
Yeah, so Imkain. Ha'ir mishnayim elu ve'ir mishnayim elu havi kishnei idem le'inyan mamon ve'kivan dehuzmu miktasan yuzmu kulam da'ika behutzir she'echad mikas zeh ve'echad mikas zeh mitzarfin ve'chad de'idus havi binot.
So basically, in other words, what the Or Sameach is saying is that the Gemara would only have a tzad in this Havamina to apply a tzeirav of Eidus Miuch to apply the Eidus. Sorry, the Tzeirav of Eidus Miuchedes to the Mishnah's case in Nefashos, where it's two and two. And because Davka, in that case, where you have two Eidim on each side, so each set of two Eidim, right, can say, Bevir, right, you know, for sure, that there is a Chiyav Misa here. Right, so what the... And therefore, Davka, in the case where it's two and two, where each set is two Edim, right, can each one be saying that we know that this person is going to be Chayav Misa? When I said that, I was saying it a little differently than Or Sameach, because the way I was saying it before is that in the realm of Nefashos, because the Chiyav doesn't exist yet, so therefore they can never be speaking about the Chiyav. Or Sameach says, it's only in the realm of, the only time we say by Nefashos that they can't be speaking by the Chiyav is only because each Eid Echad alone doesn't know that there's going to be a Chiyav. But if Lu Yitzur, you had a case where it's two Eidim and two Eidim, where each set of two Eidim, they can say that they know that there's going to be a Chiyav, so in that case, even by Nefashos, there could be Eidus on the Chiyav. But the Rishonim, who aren't mechalek between the cases of Bimitsari of two eid achads and the Mishnah's case of two and two, Rashi and the Ramban, presumably they take what we were saying before more fundamentally. And that is that by nefashos, you can never be made, Edom can never be made on a chiyav, because the chiyav doesn't exist until after the Gemar Din. So in short, while the Or Sameach formulates it, not in terms of, oh, by nefashos you can't be made on the chiyav because the chiyav wasn't chal yet, he says it more that, oh, because safek, you don't know whether there's going to be a chiyav. He says, oh, therefore that's only by an eid echad and an eid echad, because each eid echad has no clue whether there's going to be a chiyav. But, he says, in a case where it's two and two, if you're part of two eidims, then you know that there's going to be a chiyav, so then it can go on the chiyav. So that part, the Or Sameach, has a slight different version of the way we said it, and therefore he explains it in the case of the Mishnah. That's why the Gemara is at Sa'ad to apply Tseiruv in that case, because each cut alone was made on the Chiyuv, because they know there's going to be a Chiyuv.
Does that fit with Tosfos on Hamad Aleph? Does that fit with the Mishnah on
Zion? No, doesn't sound like it. Not as well. Exactly.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, again, he'll tell you that that's about the timing of Bar Chiyuva.
What about the Mishnah Zion?
And here, even though Mishnah Dov Zion.
Yeah, Mishnah Zion to save everyone, no matter what, right?
Mishnah Dov Zion.
Yeah, Mishnah Dov Zion. Rabbi Tarvin, Rabbi Kiva, Ilu Hainus on Hedrin, Lona Harigat on Ha'olam.
So what does that have to do with this?
Saying, you never, there's no, like, how can you testify about a Chiyuv?
I'm not sure what that, I don't know if that has to do with that. I mean, what is the Mishnah and the Dov Zion have to do with that?
That you can't be so sure you're testifying about.
Okay, you're saying forget the fact that fundamentally there hasn't been a chiyuv yet, but how can you be sure that there's going to be a chiyuv? There can be a million factors which undermine it. Mask it. Yeah.
Is the pshat in the Or Sameach why is not saying like that you have to be made on a chiyuv? Because Kobi is saying that even if there's no actual chiyuv in existence, meaning he's not a bar chila, but there's still a siba to be machayim, meaning the Maiser Ratzicha is a siba to machayim, the Edom use, they bring to Basin to machayim. So if you don't say, like Dar Sameach, that they need to be made, that he is chayim, that they know the bureau that he's chayim, so you could just say that. Even if they're not being made on that he's actually chayim, maybe that
it's going to be chayim. Yeah, I mean, the Or Sameach's version of it is that they don't have, meaning, when you say Eidos on a Chiyuv, it doesn't only have to be about a pre-existing Chiyuv. He says it can even be about a future Chiyuv if you're sure that Chiyuv is going to apply. So he says, generally by Nefashos, you don't even have that because you're only an Eid Echad and you have no clue. But if you lose your Surah, you have a case where you're with another Kat, you're a group of two, so you're sure that there will be a Chiyuv. So he says, then the Eidos can't be on a Chiyuv. So Akiva's pointing out, even in that case, just because you're a group of two, you don't know that's going to end up leading to a chiyuv. And by the way, the version that we were saying it is that any all case in the fashos, the only time you can be made on a chiyuv is if there's a pre-existing chiyuv. Therefore, that only exists by mamonos, doesn't exist by nefashos, and therefore, you know, you can't even say the pshat in the Mishnah is that way. Yeah.
Also, if this is a case of Zoman, like we know for sure that they actually weren't there and they actually like didn't really know that the guy killed them. Like, why are you saying now that they should be Mitzari because they are from like a cast of two guys, but like they were lying in the first one?
I hear.
Catch one too.
Yeah, I hear that. Okay, just get a little bit more done because I'm planning to finish this again before Tisha B'Av. So again, Amkan, we've been discussing the first type of Eidos Miuchedes, the Eidos Miuchedes of Beis Maisev. Right, the Sugya in Sanhedrin, Rabbanan, Rabbi Shimon Karcha, and everything we discussed. So now let's go to our Sugya, which is the Sugya of Beis, right? Of called Beis Chalonos, where it's Maisa Echad, but it's two different Re'ils. So, in the last 5 minutes we have, so again, this, in the realm of Nefashos, this starts with the Mishnah. As we've read a couple times, the Mishnah of Vavam Beis establishes that even if you have one single Maisa, if the two Kite Eden each saw the Maisa from a completely different vantage point, right, and they can't see each other, right, it's considered a distinct Re'iyah. And therefore, you can't be mitzarif them into a single kat. Bein le'inya the nafkamina in the Mishnah of Achi Zimu Eskulan. Bein le'inya the nafkamina the Tosos Tiyu Maschah Hari Elu adds the nafkamina of Nimsa Echad Meham Karav Apostol. So again, the Mishnah establishes in the case of two, one kat and one kat that they only become one integrated cut of four edim if there's a joint re'iyah as defined by seeing each other. Once they don't see each other, they're considered two separate kite edim. So again, that's the Mishnah's case, dealing with a total of four edim, one cut and one cut. Oh, then comes along Rav in the Gemara to say, to take the yisod of a joint re'iyah in the Mishnah's case to apply it to a new case. And what is the case? Edis miyuchadas. Right? Amar zitra bar tuvya amar Rav, minayla edis miyuchadas shehi psula. Shinamar, lo yumas al pi erechad, my echad, ilay ma erechad mahamish. If it's just telling you that you need two edim, me reisha shamina la al pi shnayim edim. We know that. Elamai echad, to teach you echad echad. This is the din that not only do you need two edim, but you need the two edim to have a joint re'iyah, right? To have a joint re'iyah. So as the Rishonim point out, while the Mishnah is talking about a case of two and two, Rav extends this same yisod of a joint re'iyah to one and one, right? Just like you need a joint re'iyah to combine two sets of two edim, the same would apply if you want to combine, to be masarif, two single ed echad. And then, the Gemara says, Tani na mihachi, to bring a brisa in support of Rav. And the question that we see two days in Tosfos about is that when Rav is extending the din of a joint re'iyah from the Mishnah's case of Din Misarev, two sets of two edim, to his own case of Din Mitzarev, two ed echads, so the question comes out is, what is the relationship between the tzeirev of two kite edim and the tzeirev between two ed echads? Do they have the exact same dinim? Or can you be mechalik between the level of tzeirev required between two sets of kite edim and two individual eid echads? And where do we see an issue? Which Rishon discusses this issue? Tosfos. 2 days in Tosfos. What?
Said we see in Tosfos.
I said it right? Okay, I gave it away. Okay, excellent. So it comes out in Tosfos. So let's see Tosfos in the last couple of minutes we have. Again, relating to this issue we're discussing right now is, what is the relationship between the tzeirev between two kite edim and the tzeirev between two individual eid echads? So let's see, Tosfos, Tani na mihachi. Anybody want to, Yaakov, you have it? Oh. So again, remember, because the Tani na mihachi basically just says what Rav says, and the question is, what are we bringing a proof to? Oh, so Tosfos. Nafka.
Nafka,
So according to the first day, what is the Gemara bringing a ride from the price about? Only L'inyan, the Makor coming from the Pasuk. Says, oh, what about the Iker Milsa that we're bringing a Raya that you need a joint Re'iya to be Mitzdarev to Eid Echad? He says, that we already know from the Mishnah. And according to the first day in Tosos, the din of Tzeirev sounds like the din of Tzeirev between two Kita Edim is exactly the same as the din of Tzeirev between two Eid Echads. So if we don't have a riot for that, we already know from the Mishnah that the dinim of Tzeirev between two Kita Edim is a joint Re'iyah, as defined by seeing each other. So who din? We know, of course, between two Eid Echads, the same din is going to apply. We don't need a riot from a Brisa to that. We already know that from the Mishnah. Therefore, the Brisa is only adding the pasuk of lo yumas al pi eid echad. That's the first day of Tosos. Again, according to the first day of Tosos, the tzeirah between two eid echads is exactly the same, presumably, as the tzeirah between two kite eidim. But comes along the second day of Tosos and says, not so fast. Oh, so what's up? What's the chiluk? Says, no, maybe we need a raya to the Iker Yisod of that in order to be Mitzdarev, two Eid Echads, you need a joint Re'iyah. Oh, what do you mean? Doesn't the Mishnah already tell us? So what is Tosfos saying? Just because you know that in the Mishnah's case of two Kite Edim, you wouldn't necessarily say that by two Eid Echads. Why?
Because they would be Mitzdarev more, because it's
when there's two kitos, so each cut is already a cut.
Yeah, but when no one has a
car,
so it's more easy to
mechabit. Oh, so Tosos in the second day assumes, number one, is that the level of tzeirev required between two eid echads is different than the level of tzeirev between two kite edim. The direction that Tosos takes it is to say that the level of tzeirev needed between two eid echads is lower, or has lower standards, than the level of tzeirev between two kite edim. And the svara that Tosfos gives, which is a very big chiddush, is that this sounds like there's like a driving force that we want to grant, we want to put edim in a kan. Right? There's this motivation in halacha to place edim within a kan. So when you have two kite edim, you don't need that, right? Everyone's already covered. So then you would say maybe the level of tseraph is higher. Dafka there, do you need a joint ria? But when you're doing two eid echads, where we have the assumption of Tosas, there's some like motivation, momentum to like enabling each eid echad to be part of a kot. So maybe we'd waive that higher requirement and say, oh, we'd even have a tziruf, even if they don't have a joint, even if they don't have a joint ria. So second day in Tosas is saying that the level of tziruf, the standards for the tziruf between two eid echads, is lower than the standards for two kite eidim. Because the assumption is there's this like momentum, there's this like driving force behind putting Aiden in a cot, and therefore if the two Eid Echads are not part of her cot, there's going to be an extra, you know, motivation to say, oh, even at the lower level of Tzeref, it should be fine. But really you could have said the opposite. You could have said, no, Dafka, in the context of two Kita Eidim, where you already have a cot, it's easier once you have a cot, or two Kita Eidim, to make a larger cot. But Yesh Me'ayin, to create a cot between two Eid Echads, maybe that would have Dafka higher standards. And it could be that that is actually maybe even pshat in the first day. The first day was really Mikol Shekin, right? And the first day is saying not exactly the same, but maybe, oh, if you need joint Ria between two Kita Eidim, then Kol Shekin, you're going to need that higher level to create a cot to begin with. We'll stop now because I think we're already running out of time.